On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. We're hanging out up here at the Twisted Ore. Our friends from Michelob Ultra Mike giving a chance to our listeners, a chance to win tickets to the World Cup. And there's a competition going on right outside, man. Pretty intense as they're allowing you to basically kick goals.
Yes.
And we're not, you know, again, this is not full speed, but guys and ladies are kicking goals and trying to win some tickets. So that's right. Going on. The view here, and we're right here at Lake Lanier, is awesome. Great service staff, and the food is delicious, man. If you've never been here, make sure you get a chance to stop by the Twisted Ore.
And thanks to the folks, Ryan and his crew, they just brought during the commercial break. The joke is like, how quickly can a radio staff eat crab legs during the break? So crab leg special that they do during the week. You check out the website, twistedore.com. But great times, as Carl said, beautiful day, hot and steamy, perfect day to be at the lake if you're stuck in traffic. Wish you were here with Mick Ultra as we're watching the World Cup. Game one goes to Mexico.
Mexico.
Basically in total control of the match, and Mexico defeats South Africa.
USA will play tomorrow night, by the way. We are going to be out tomorrow. More on that coming up. Also, our buddy Grant McCauley will stop by, Braves Insider, to talk about the Braves who lost last night to the White Sox. They'll try to salvage one tonight in this series. And we're going to talk plenty more about the NBA Finals. But the Falcons making some moves, Mike. Let's talk about this because as we started the show today, we were kind of like, oh, wait a minute, they're making a trade. And we were kind of concerned about the fact of what's going on at right tackle. Mark Raimondi, if you missed the interview, go online at odyssey.com and check it out. He came on the show and said, look, this is a depth move because Storm Norton has been placed on the reserve physically unable to perform list. That is the PUP list.
Sorry, Carl. A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line, 404-726-0929, asking, does this mean that something's wrong with Jawan Taylor?
Yeah.
No, I think this is more about depth. Storm Norton, guys, and I got to tell you, for like the first couple years he was here, great backup swing guy, and we really did miss him last year. Elijah Wilkins had to plug in after Caleb McGarry went down. But according to Mark Raimondi, and by the way, he gave us a pronunciation, it's Wanya.
Wanya.
Not Wanya, but Wanya.
Okay.
Morris, who is the backup in Kansas City. Now, we don't know what the terms are, but the Falcons make a move trading for the a reserve. Basically, they're Storm Norton, sounds like. Wanya Morris, and that doesn't really mean that Jawan Taylor won't be able to do the job at right tackle, stepping in for Caleb McGarry, who retired. Last year he was injured, and then Elijah Wilkinson, because of the injuries, became the starting right tackle, which in our team is the blindside blocker.
How concerning, if at all, is this?
It's a little concerning. I mean, we're presuming that Jawan Taylor is going to step in and re-catch that fire he had when he was one of the best tackles in the business for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and as far as the O-line, we haven't spent a lot of time on it simply because we do feel good about the experience. Jake's coming back, right? Bergeron's back.
Right.
You know, Lindstrom's back. We have a core group that we feel pretty good about. And then on top of that, you get one of, if not the most experienced offensive line coaches in the game in Bill Callahan. So I haven't really thought, Mike, to be quite honest, too hard about the O-line. I think we're going to be a good running team. I think Bijan will get his. But when you start talking about the what-ifs, and that's what this team has to prepare for. That's what Matt Ryan and certainly Ian Cunningham have to prepare for. What if? If we got a bunch of injuries, how are we looking? What does this look like? And do we have guys we feel like can step in and fill the void? 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. That's our text line. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, this radio station at 929 The Game. Hey, got to give a big shout-out. Steve Mancinelli is here. Really good friend. You went to his retirement party. I missed it because we were out of town.
Right.
But I got to give him some love because he lives up this way. But he came out, and I hadn't seen him in some time. But thank you, Steve. And we love you, man. And happy retirement, brother. We appreciate you being out here.
The man who made the paint work for Sherwin-Williams.
That he
all
did.
Those years.
Well, you know what? He also helped me. He was like, man, you might want to get on this Sherwin-Williams stock. And he wasn't lying. So thank you for that. Hey,
By the way, the bug man is here. Look who's here.
Oh, I didn't see him.
The best exterminator in all of Gwinnett and Hall County is here.
I didn't see him.
I mean, and we've got a couple of guys at the bar. I the best, one of the best lines. I give a shout out to Jack. He just retired from Georgia Pacific. You know what he said to me? What
did he say?
He goes, midlife crisis, it's on.
Well, enjoy, Jack.
So
enjoy.
Apparently, his retirement coincided with a divorce, and he wanted me to remind listeners that he's got a 29-foot formula.
A big boat.
A big old-school Miami Vice classic late 80s, early 90s boat, which gets you around the lake as quick as you want.
That's awesome. All right, Jack, congratulations on that. Hey, man, let's hear from Drake London. He's been a big topic of conversation this week. Signed his big deal. He got his bag. We all think he's deserving, and I think he's going to have a great year for the Falcons. But, you know, some of the legends were reaching out to him, like Roddy White. He talked about it.
I mean, we've only spoke a couple times. It's always good smiles and daps when we see each other, you know. But we're in the middle of practice, and, I mean, there'll only be like a what's up here and there. But Roddy has, you know, texted me, hit me up, and he's instilled things in me that he has seen what I can get better at. And then it doesn't even stop at Roddy. We could go to Mo. We could go a bunch of other legends who come out here and talk ball with me. So they've all been a tremendous help, and I can't thank them enough.
That's what's up. He's talking about Mohamed Sanu.
One of our favorite sound bites from back in the day. Carl and I were working together when Sanu was here before the year we went to the Super Bowl. Mohamed, explain your gifts. Too fast, too quick, too tall. I love him. And Mohamed's been in practice. Roddy White's been in practice.
Yep.
Both guys have visited with Matt Ryan. I think it was Mohamed Sanu when Matt Ryan was checking out Georgia Tech's pro day.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool to see some OGs from the Falcons involved in the process currently.
No doubt. Next week we've been talking about it, and tomorrow we'll dive a little bit deeper because this version of OTAs this week will be over, and we'll be looking towards mandatory minicamp. But Mark Raimondi said, and this is going to be one of the stories next week, guys, and I know everybody's going to be like, is he there? James Pierce Jr. But Raimondi said, is this going to be up to the Falcons to make the decision to have him there? And the only reason that's interesting is because, again, he's not been punished.
Right.
He does have a situation that it looks like he's on the right track, Mike, to be able to play. But at the end of the day, if they don't have him there next week, what's the statement? What are the Falcons saying that they're not going to jump the gun on this and they're going to wait for the NFL?
I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. You play by the rules, let the NFL dictate. But I got to be honest, guys, and it's something that listeners literally, Carl, tell you every day on the text line, what's up with James Pierce Jr.?
Every day.
Look, I know we made a terrible mistake and the optics were terrible, but it's been adjudicated. And as long as he keeps his nose clean for a calendar year, which may have begun as early as April, he can, in the eyes of the court down in South Florida, he's fine. He's a regular citizen. But do the Falcons want that smoke? Because it's, you know, it's violence against women. It's a lot of things which are triggers, and I understand. I mean, from an objective standpoint, the optics were terrible. But I will say this. If he's doing things by the book, by the court, let's get him out on the field.
Yes.
And if I'm the Falcons, explain to me if you're the NFL. All right, what's up? What's the timeline? It's 8 games, it's 10 games, it's 6 games. Let's go. Are you going to suspend him? Are you going to let him? So what's the story? He's under probation. So while he's under probation, he still has a right to earn a paycheck. Mm-hmm. If you went to court and you were under probation, you're a painter, a carpenter.
You still work.
A white-collar guy. You're still going to work.
Yeah.
And what's different about the NFL? I mean, I defy anyone listening to tell me my logic's flawed on that. I would bring him out, let him play, force the NFL to make a decision, which they may or may not do or may not. They may have already made the decision, but for whatever reason, they haven't told the public.
Yeah, look, I don't know if the Falcons are defined in this way, but I am literally saying to the NFL, we're going to do what's best for our team until you tell us we can't. That's what you should do.
Right.
And
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And I don't know if they'll do that, but we'll see. It's something we'll be keeping an eye on. Hey, man, we're live at the Twisted Oar up here at Lake Lanier Islands. We are coming back. When we do, we're going to be joined by Grant McCauley. Braves lose last night, and we were talking about Austin.
Another weird game.
It was weird. We were talking about Austin Riley as well earlier today. We'll try to figure out what's going on there. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.